wants to be a
Mervyn Purvis.
Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Purvis.
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate is something I'd hate.
Hello, fun seekers. Yes, this is Gus.
Oh, not Gus Duck.
This is Gus Duck, your fill-in announcer.
You got your teeth in, Gus.
We're going to have a good time tonight, aren't we?
Yes, I believe you were at the tennis the other day. Did I see you
I've
there?
Never been there.
You're doing the commentating, weren't you?
I'm not. Mervyn, are you right?
Yes, I'm right, Mr. Duck.
Right, let's get the questions going.
Mervyn, you were a ball boy at the tennis, weren't you?
How many choirs make a ream? Gentlemen, how many choirs or queers make a ream?
144.
Incorrect. You lose 10.
66.
20.
Yes, 20. Who was the first man to jump 7 feet, please?
A General Tom Thumb.
The first man...
Davis. Somebody Davis?
No, you were both incorrect.
Charles Dumas.
Oh, nearly right. Dumas.
Yes, all right. How does the possum try and avoid capture?
Use it as...
He's got claws on his hind feet and he goes...
No, incorrect and childish.
Perhaps he leaves a trail of wee.
He pretends to be dead.
Now, that's a very interesting observation,
yeah,
that, isn't
it? He does too. Plays possum.
Friday was named after Frigga. Who was she? Who was Frigga?
She was a Greek goddess of fried eggs.
No, let's be serious. Come on, do you know Ian?
No, some a pagan goddess.
Frigga was Odin's wife, Odin.
Yeah, Odin. She OD'd, I think.
She was Frigga Odin. Now,
I didn't see her name in the phone book.
Who was Walt Disney's first real cartoon character?
It wasn't the mouse.
Blue, come on.
Was it Steamboat Willie?
Blue's 10. Ian?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Oswald the Rabbit.
Oswald the Rabbit. Have we got anyone right today, gentlemen?
No, all negative.
It is thought that dogs are descended from wolves, yet wolves... cannot do one thing a dog does.
Lift its hind leg.
No, that all does that.
Wolves cannot bark.
Yes, that's correct. Oh, you'll be thrilled. He's one score on the line. When a right-handed golfer draws a shot, what happens to the balls?
Could I have that again, Mr. Duck?
Have you ever heard it? What is it, Ian?
It slices off onto the next fairway.
No, any ideas?
Yes, the ball splits in half.
It travels from right to left.
Thank you, Mervyn. Very, very good in thinking of the answers rather than just saying
the
anything.
Next fairway.
What would you be playing if you said, one of you has my knob? What is that?
One of you has my knob.
Bedtime billiards.
No.
Would you be on a ship?
No. Lose, 20 for saying, would you be on a ship?
You'd be playing cribbage.
Yes, cribbage. Thank you so much.
I like spinach, but I just don't like cribbage.
What were the first false teeth made of, gentlemen, please?
Wood.
The first false
teeth. Wood, Mr. Duck?
Ivory.
Ivory. Ivory. Oh, he'd be thrilled now, too.
Oh, he's got two.
What was the second president of the United States?
Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams.
Well, I'll give it to you. Thank you. Yes. Very good. I think you're leading at the moment. Here's the next one. Who capitalized on the chance remark, I cannot take smallpox, for I have had cowpox?
Benjamin Franklin.
Lose 10 on that one.
Queen Victoria.
Lose 20 for such a stupid...
Edward Jenner.
Edward Jenner it was who discovered vaccination. When was the last wild boar seen in England?
3AW.
No, last
not
time.
Not long back.
Last time Bruce went to the Cotswolds.
Lose 10 on that one.
In the 1680s, Bruce.
The 1680s is right. And to be more precise, 1683 in the Charlotte Forest, Staffordshire.
They're boring.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Where did the gigantic moor bird live?
In what country? Is that what you want?
Yeah, quickly.
In the Pacific Islands.
Lose 10.
In the Seychelles.
New Zealand.
New Zealand is correct. And
it's a Pacific Island.
It's now extinct, that bird, like the dodo.
Well, the moa was hunted for extinction.
It's like dust duck, an extinct species.
What's the score?
Isn't New Zealand a Pacific Island?
Phil minus 90, Ian minus 40, Mervyn wins on 140.
Oh,
good show, boys!
Yay!